This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Talking about an upcoming event next week with the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership, a pitch night on Wednesday night. Wayne Patterson is in, and here we go again.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. Yeah, it's exciting. We're having another pitch night for startups next week.
So startups in particular, and it's interesting, maybe coming out of the pandemic in particular, a lot of people have looked around and went, okay, what do I really want to do?
Well, I think that part of the idea here with this particular pitch night is you don't need a business plan. You don't need to be in business. This is about people who have a vision for what they want to do in business. And they come and they pitch in front of three highly qualified, you know, judges, and they answer questions. And, you know, the hope is that they walk away with a little bit of money to help them get started.
And you guys have been doing this type of thing for how many years now?
I think the first one we did was 2019.
And then there was that little COVID break of a lot of these in-person things, and you're back to doing it in person now. What was the response to the last one?
Well, we've had a couple of different formats, and we've been kind of, you know, playing around with Growth Talk events, which are more of a networking event. And then we have a small business, which actually you're in business and you pitch. And we gave away $20,000 the last one of those we had, which was just a few months ago. And then we have Startup Pitch Night, which is where people come and they want to start a business and have an idea to start a business, and they can get it vetted. And we've had a few of those, and that's what's coming up this next Wednesday, February 1st.
And a lot of times people have ideas, and it's amazing. You think about all the great American companies around the world that started because somebody took a chance on an idea that everybody went, what?
You're absolutely right. I think that the critical part of it is everybody has a place. And I think that if you're an entrepreneur and that's what your passion is and you want to start your own business, there's a ton of opportunities, and there's other ways to get funding now that didn't exist before.
And sometimes it's older people, you get into midlife or whatever. Sometimes they're younger. I remember stories I heard a number of years ago about the Gates and Allen kid next door by a milkman up into the Seattle area who would try to figure out what were these teenagers doing? Why did they stay up so late? Bill Gates and Paul Allen. You know, and we see where that went. So, I mean, you never know. Not that everybody's going to get that big. But even for a lot of people, you can sustain a great small business, maybe add employees eventually. But you've just got to figure out the right way to get it started.
Well, and a great story for you is our last startup pitch night, the winner of that night was a high schooler. And he actually had a small business that he had just started, and he ended up winning the event. And we're actually going to be doing one of these pitch nights for high schoolers at Roseburg High School, and we're also going to be doing one at UCC for the college students. And the idea is that if you have a passion and you want to be an entrepreneur and you want to start your own business, you can do that. That is a career pathway.
So when they make the presentation, the pitch to the judges, what kind of feedback do they get?
Well, they get 5 minutes to pitch their idea, and then they get 5 minutes of Q&A. And the judges are small business or business individuals in our community leaders that are in business. And they ask really specific questions based on the presentation. So there's really not a series of, idyllic, questions. It's really about what's being presented and what was the questions from the judges.
What are some of the things that maybe people really need to think through if they're wanting to look at starting a business?
Well, they've got to fill out an application. They got to go to our website. They can find us on Facebook. We're on all the social media platforms under Pitch Night. You can find us on Facebook, or you can go to the uedpartnership.org, which is my group, the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership. So that'll get you going with the questions, and you'll apply, and then we'll pick the winners, or I shouldn't say the winners. We'll pick the applicants from that. And six people come, and in 1 hour we do 5 minutes, like I said, presentation, and 5 minutes of Q&A, and then at the end of an hour we pick some winners.
And what's the deadline to apply for this?
End of the week. So applications will be taken until tomorrow, and then we'll notify the individuals who'll be pitching on Wednesday. And again, you don't really need anything other than an idea. That's the whole point here, is to get off the couch, come and pitch, and get a little money to help you move forward.
And for other folks that maybe aren't looking at a new business idea or a startup, what's the benefit for them for coming to the event?
Well, it's a lot of fun, and we do have a pretty good audience. This particular event we have coming up is going to have some free pizza, so that's always kind of nice. But I think it's a networking opportunity. It's a chance to learn and see what other people's ideas are on stage. Maybe you aren't really ready to pitch yet, and you want to come and see what the event is and kind of get the feel before you apply. And I think it's a lot of fun for the community. We have a variety of people that come.
All right, so again, that's going to be next week. Tell folks when and where, that kind of thing.
Backside Brewery, the event starts at 5:30, and we're in the back warehouse area there at Backside because they have a stage and you can get a beer. And like I said, we're going to have some free pizza provided there by our sponsor, which is BP Media is going to be the sponsor for this event. We have a lot of partners. A lot of our local businesses are partners on these events, and we have a ton of support.
And what's out there with the partnership? What kinds of other things do you have coming up?
You know, what we really do, we're economic development. So we're working on a lot of businesses that are moving into the community. We're helping other businesses grow and expand. You know, where we kind of move across that span where we also work with cities and county government. But a lot of our time right now, we have a lot of new businesses coming into Douglas County and a variety of new locations.
And what about, like if somebody's interested in coming, and it maybe depends on the type of business, but it seems like there's a lot of opportunity location-wise out there.
There is. I think that, you know, we're getting a lot of activity in North County right now. There's a lot of things happening in Sutherland and Rice Hill and a variety of other locations that we're looking at developments. Next week we have some C-suiters coming in to look at some land to build. They want about 30-plus acres to build a new facility on, and they're flying in out of the state, and we're the only location they're coming to look at, and it happens to be in Sutherland.
Wow. Well, a lot going on, and again, the pitch night is next Wednesday night, but the deadline to apply is tomorrow, right?
Yes, and it's easy to fill out the application. There's really only three questions. And come and pitch and, you know, see if your idea, you know, has some value and learn how to stand on stage and you get a podium. And it's very relaxed environment. So there's nothing really, you know, specific that you need to do. And you don't have to have any materials. Just come and talk about your idea.
All right. UmpquaGrowthTalks.com for more information. Wayne, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.